The Raven Revisited, a poem by Bridget Britton. One dark night, alone in my room as usual, grieving for my lost love, I heard what I thought was a knock at my door. But could it be? I knew no one in this place, and the lateness of the hour precluded all but the most desperate of callers. I waited, hoping it was only an errant wind. But there it was again, louder and more persistent. I steeled myself against this intrusion, finally calling out, "Who's there?" No answer. Then once again I heard it, a sudden chill down my spine. Lenore? I dare not hope that my lost love had returned to me at last. Silence. Then the knocking started once more, loud enough to wake the dead, I thought ironically. I threw the door open and there was an insolent black bird perching above the door, regarding me with beady-eyed intensity. "What the hell do you want?" I cried, angry at his calm demeanour. He did not condescend to answer, but his eyes were bright, burning with some infernal fire. "Pray tell me, you foul creature, you spawn of Satan, your name if nothing else." "Not a chance," he croaked, ruffling his feathers and cocking his head as if awaiting an answer. "Not a chance? What sort of an appellation was that? And what did this creature want crouched above my door in the blackest part of night?" "Tell me, please," I said. "Do you bring me news of my Lenore?" That cursed bird seemed to smile sadly, in some sort of sympathy, but said once more, "Not a chance." I, in my sorrow, waved my arms and shouted profanities most vile, trying to drive that demon from my door. He spoke no more, but the determined set of his feathers and the death grip of his talons on his perch all said just as clearly, "Not a chance." With a bow and a sweeping gesture, I motioned for him to enter, not knowing why, perhaps hoping for some small diversion from the hell my life had become. Without hesitation, he flew directly to the table where the bottle of laudanum and one glass awaited, next to the faded portrait of Lenore. He landed gracefully and cocked his head as if to say, "I'm rather dry, old chap. Won't you offer me a dollop?" My heart grew hard against that wretched bird. Here only, it seemed, to beg a portion of what I could not spare, my only defence against a life of nothing but loss. I poured myself a drink, then stared directly into his plaintive eye, repeating his dreadful mantra, "Not a chance."